A Year of Different Opportunities. That is said here by David Lopez, the Western Region Vice President from the state of California. David, tell me about how this year has been different, but also one of a kind.
Yeah, this year has been such a good year. I mean, it started off very different nonetheless. I mean, very obvious, but my teammates and I have really enjoyed what this year has looked like. I mean, from joining chapters online and getting to interact with members who are across the country and yet showing up through them in the state of Indianapolis, state of Indiana, to getting to actually go and interact with chapter members and give workshops and facilitate and meet with sponsors. And I'm also getting to experience what it's like to be with five awesome people who I consider more than just teammates, but family. Has been a year that like no other. And I'm so grateful for what this has done for me and what this next couple of days offers for students. And I just can't wait to celebrate with everyone here in a couple of days.
So what has your experience been like from week to week? What did a week look like in October compared to a week looking like here now in summer and then in fall?
Yeah. So every week is kind of crazy. Every day is super crazy. I mean, you show up, and for the beginning of our year, it was joining events virtually. So it was opening the computer up at 9, answering some emails, which, you know, if you're anything like me, you're still trying to figure those out. But answering emails, joining on chapter visits virtually. And then as the year progressed, we got to go to actual states. I got to be in Wisconsin, and that was waking up, going to sessions, going to workshops, getting to interact with students and stakeholders and state staff. So it just depends. Our summer was really focused on State Officer Summit, which took place in Washington, D.C., and we were there for 3 weeks. I'm getting to interact with state officers, getting ready for the conference. And then now here we are at the end of our year, getting ready for a national convention. And the last couple of days have been like waiting and going. And now it's just like crunch time. And we can't wait for everyone to get here and actually get this thing going. But super excited. And this year has taught us so much about adaptability. And it's a skill that hopefully I will take on for the rest of my life.
Well, what was maybe your favorite part here of serving as a national FFA officer?
Definitely finding new ways to show up for members. I think this year has taught me that if there's anything I know about FFA members is that we are resilient and we will find ways to connect with one another, even if it is through a pandemic year, which we're still trying to figure out, you know, but definitely finding ways to show up for members and encouraging them to find the good in FFA and in life. So definitely excited to actually get interact with so many of those people I've met online and in person.
What a message you are showing up for. That is one of a kind, but how did you get involved in FFA?
Right, so for me, it was really about this older friend, one of my older sister's older friend, who was literally the coolest guy of high school, of Holtville High School. So I thought I too would join a program he loved so much, and here I am now, 6 years later, serving as a national officer, which I still don't think is true, honestly. I was, as we were walking into Lucas Oil Stamers a couple of days ago, I was like, wow, this is legit. So, just super grateful for the people who have helped me get here, the people in my life who have pushed me, who have helped me see that I too can like show up and inspire other people, and just the goodness that FFA has to offer for students and the opportunities that lie away for us here are just so magical. And I can't even imagine where my life would be if I hadn't joined that classroom my freshman year of high school.
There are so many opportunities here in the National FFA organization, but what opportunities will you be taking upcoming here? What does a year look like when David is out of the blue quarterly jacket?
Yeah, so here in the spring, I will be headed to UC Berkeley to either study political science or public health. Still not sure which route I want to pursue. And then just finding ways to really enrich Berkeley's campus with more agricultural extracurriculars and finding ways to show up for students there and just finding my place as a student at Berkeley, because since for state office we take a year off school in California, and then I ran for national office right after that. So I'll be a brand new freshman on campus, which is super crazy to think about, but I'm just excited to be part of that campus and that culture here shortly.
2 years of service dedicated to the FFA organization. That is incredible.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 2 years, but I'm so grateful for it. Now that I think about it, you know, I'll be going in as a 20-year-old freshman, but every experience has been so worth it, and I just couldn't be more grateful for what these 2 years have done for me and so many other people.
Well, you have inspired so many. You have left such a legacy on the FFA organization. Is there any further comments that you want to share, David?
I just want to say thank you so much for anyone who poured into me, and also for those who are considering joining FFA, who are showing up to the National Convention. Do the things that make you uncomfortable, because they're ultimately what lead us to the most amount of growth. And I cannot say I would not be here if it weren't for those uncomfortable moments where I had to speak to a new group of people, or just put myself out a little bit more. And if you are just here to enjoy the week, we are so here for that. Show up fully and just be you during this entire week of National Convention, and after that too, and in this jacket. But other than that, thank you all so much for a great experience in the blue jacket.
Well, we are excited for you to keep pouring into others as much as a lot of people pouring into you. That was David Lopez, the National FFA Western Region Vice President, leading to serve. I'm Michelle Stangler with National FFA.